And my family and I live out here at Drive, and we're halfway between Millstadt and Waterloo. We're out in the country. We don't have a lot of city services like water or sewage out here. We got to use well water and such. So we're kind of isolated out here in the country.
Okay. Now, you want to go ahead and tell me about what you saw and approximately when you thought it was?
Okay. January the 5th of 2000 was this UFO event, but it was about 5 days later when the news reported it on the 10th, so that's when I was aware of what had happened to these police officers. What I saw was about maybe a month or two later, and I cannot pinpoint the exact day that this happened, but I believe it was sometime possibly in February or March when I saw it. I came out here about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night with my dog, Katie, so she can do her business, and which was a routine for me to do. And I was standing right here on the edge of my garage pad, and Katie was sniffing around over here doing what she always does. And I was looking off towards the south here at the south end of it's a dead end, it's a cul-de-sac down there. And right above the trees, between these two trees, you see like a notch, I saw three lights. They were very large and very bright, but they didn't hurt my eyes to look at them. But I knew that something was not right. I'm used to seeing all kinds of planes out here during the day and at night. A lot of planes coming out of the south from Memphis heading towards Lambert. Planes coming from who knows where heading towards Scott Air Force Base. I'm used to seeing, as I said, small planes, big planes, helicopters. During the day, I even see ultralights and air balloons, and hot air balloons, it is. But this caught my attention because it was so big and so bright. I made a kind of a model. It doesn't depict the shape of the thing I saw. I don't want to say a UFO. I'm reluctant to say that. But this plane-like thing I saw, this only represents the positions of the lights. If you look at straight on, you can kind of get the sense of three lights in a row. And as it flew towards me, the angle changed so I could see that it was three lights in a triangular pattern. And they created kind of like an isosceles triangle, where the distance was longer between the two tip lights as opposed to the distance from the tip lights to the nose light. So anyway, I was watching this, and it came straight towards me. This thing was no higher than that highest tree that you see to the right. It was that low. And when it crossed lot 12, which is where you see all the weeds and brush and stuff, I realized this thing wasn't making any noise whatsoever. Also, it was doing about maybe 30 miles an hour ground speed. Now, it was paralleling Drive, which goes north and south. And if I was in my car, I could easily have tracked this thing. In fact, some time later, I got in my car and I tried to approximate the speed of this thing, and I arrived at about 30 miles an hour. I'm thinking 40 miles an hour tops. So this thing was flying low and slow, making no noise, and I also realized this thing was huge. Now, when I say it was huge, I'm saying this thing was like a 747 huge. I'm thinking it was even bigger than that. Now, I'm used to going out to Scott Air Force Base, and I'm familiar with some of the planes out there, like the C-5 Galaxy. I'm thinking it's probably more like that size, which at one time was the world's biggest plane. I think the Russians have something bigger now. So anyway, this thing is crossing over lot 12 onto my lot, and I'm standing here. Sorry to turn my back to you. But as I said, this thing flew directly overhead, and if this thing had stopped and dropped, it would have crushed me and the house. It was that big. Now, when I first saw it, I was curious. At this point, I was amazed. In fact, my son and my wife have asked me repeatedly, well, why didn't you yell out? Why didn't you call us out here? I guess the only answer I have is I was speechless, literally speechless. So anyway, this thing's going overhead, and at that point, I did hear a sound, and it was a muffled sound. It sounded like a gas grill or a gas fireplace, how the flames make that kind of a commotion over the grate. Sorry, that's the best imitation of the sound I can hear, but it was faint and muffled. Anyway, I was looking straight up, and I literally had a crane like this. And as it flew overhead, I saw what apparently was the back end of the tail, if this thing had a tail. It looked like about 7 or 8 little white lights, evenly spaced, going up and down, which I thought was really odd. You know, if you see most planes, they have the tail part, and I don't recall ever seeing any lights at all, but this one had about 7 or 8 small white lights going up and down.
Are you saying they were pulsating, or they were looked like?
No, they weren't pulsating. They were just steady little lights.
When you say up and down, you just say they're
static. Yeah, they were one on top of another.
Statically on,
right.
In a vertical position.
None of these lights pulsated or flickered or did anything.
Uh-huh.
Likewise, when I was standing here, I did not feel any heat. I did not feel any wind movement. I felt no electromagnetic force field. I felt nothing. In fact, my dog, Katie, she did not react, she did not bark, she did not cower, she did not whimper or anything like that. In fact, I think she was totally oblivious to the event. Likewise, when this thing did fly over, I saw what I thought was panel lines, and I remember seeing like a large rectangular panel area. And I thought it could be either a bomb bay or maybe the doors to landing gears, I don't know.